I see this in terms of an opportunity for the Minister for Education to push hard for education to be looked at as a priority, as a very important area for a lifting of the recruitment ban for frontline services, as well as an examination of frontline services at the health end. So in particular, education and health, there's an opportunity for a serious examination of the public sector recruitment freeze, recruitment embargo, as I said, in the area of health and education, and in particular in this issue, relevant issue with respect to extra buildings. It's also an opportunity where we have a lot of small builders in this county where you could have a small building capital project for primary schools and secondary schools in this county where we have a lot of builders readily available, willing to do the work, and just do not have the work coming into this winter period.
And we keep being told that the funding isn't available, so these class size figures will probably get worse in the future.
Well, Minister Coughlin is very keen to talk about percentage of funding that is still available for education. However, we have to look at other smaller models of building programs, and the idea of the smaller building program model would be that you would employ small builders who have a readily available supply of labour at present.